Monitoring and accountability. This plan will be jointly led by the Minister for Housing, Disability and Ageing and the Minister for Industry and Employment. Support and leadership from all departments will be critical to the plan's success, given the level of disadvantage and broad range of barriers faced by people with disability in participating in the economy. The Department of Health and Human Services will lead the overall coordination of the plan across government. The impact of the plan will be measured through the Absolutely Everyone Outcomes Framework. The first public Absolutely Everyone report will be tabled in Parliament in 2018, with progress against the indicators and measures, including those related to economic participation, reported annually thereafter. 10 Things Employers Can Do Now. This plan sets out short-term and long-term actions to improve inclusion and participation for people with disability across the Victorian economy. There are also actions employers can take today to build more inclusive workplaces. 1. Making an adjustment can make all the difference. Ask people what support they need and work with them to make it happen. 2. Consider whether your job application processes give people with disability a fair opportunity to demonstrate they are the best person for the job. Use inclusive, non-discriminatory language in all communications. Victorian Public Sector Commission, 2016. 3. Be clear, specific and public about your commitment, such as through a statement on your website about your organisation's commitment to employing people with disability. See the resources section for details. 4. Offer flexibility in the assessment process and consider transferable skills the candidate may have acquired from non-traditional work or personal experience. 5. Offer work experience opportunities to assess people's suitability for ongoing employment in a real work environment. 6. Don't forget about career progression. Look at how staff are selected for training opportunities and ensure staff with disability are eligible, notified and nominated. 7. Ensure recruitment companies know you are willing to consider candidates with disability. This will give you access to the full talent pool and make sure strong candidates are not being screened out. 8. Ask for assistance when required. A range of services and funding is available to support the sustainable employment of people with disability. See the resources section for details. 9. Develop a good working relationship with your employee's Disability Employment Service or Jobs Victoria partner if one has been involved in the placement. They can help you with any disability-related issues and potential barriers that could hinder satisfactory work performance and job retention in the longer term. 10. Consider your procurement needs and how you might help generate employment opportunities for people with disability through your purchasing decisions. This information is based on an analysis of existing good practice and material drawn from Job Access 2012. See the resources section for details. Resources. Job Access. Job Access is a free one-stop shop for advice and support on workplace adjustments and employment for people with disability. It also offers expert advice on managing mental health in the workplace and can connect employers and people with disability to their local disability employment service. www.jobaccess.gov.au. Employment Assistance Fund. The Commonwealth Government's Employment Assistance Fund helps employers and people with disability achieve accessible workplaces through financial help for suitable equipment and workplace adjustments. www.jobaccess.gov.au. Mentally Healthy Workplace Alliance. The Alliance is a national approach by business, community and government to encourage Australian workplaces to become mentally healthy. It has partnered with Beyond Blue on the rollout of the national Heads Up campaign to create mentally healthy workplaces. www.headsup.org.au. Australian Network on Disability. The network is an employer-driven organisation with a specific purpose of advancing the equitable inclusion of people with disability in all aspects of business. It is not-for-profit, and a scores of Australian businesses, government departments and community-based organisations as members. www.and.org.au. Self-start. Self-start offers support through the first stages of starting your own business. https://jobsearch.gov.au/self-start. New Enterprise Incentive Scheme. This scheme helps job seekers to become self-employed business owners. A total of 8,600 NEIS places are available nationally each year, offering a mix of accredited small business training and business mentoring, income support and rental assistance for eligible job seekers. NEIS now also specifically caters for people with disability through the HD, Highly Disadvantaged, program. https://jobsearch.gov.au/jobseeker-info/start-your-own-business. Media Access Australia. Media Access Australia is an independent, not-for-profit organisation dedicated to increasing web and digital accessibility for people with disability by providing information and specialist expertise. https://mediaaccess.org.au. Jobs Victoria. The state government allocated $53 million to establish Jobs Victoria in May 2016. It delivers programs for people looking for work and for employers looking for workers. http://jobs.vic.gov.au/. Disability Leadership Institute. This institute offers coaching, mentoring, training and connection to opportunities, including communities of practice, leadership development and a range of resources to both existing and emerging leaders with disability. It also hosts the National Register of Disability Leaders, open to all people with disability to join and open to all companies and agencies wishing to improve their diversity. http://disabilityleaders.com.au/.